Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I ask that you please, at this time, secure a blue card and fill it out in its entirety prior to the meeting so that we will try to get ahead of ourselves prior to you coming to the podium. If you plan to speak this evening, please complete a blue card. If your mind changes while the meeting is in process, please pick up a blue card and complete it. Thank you. This meeting will now come to order. Ms. Hill. At this time, I please ask that you turn off or silence off cell phones, pagers, and other electronic devices. This is a regular meeting of the Zoning Review Board of the City of Atlanta. My name is David Coleman, Chair of the Board, and for tonight's meeting. This is a nine-member board appointed by the mayor and confirmed by the City Council. This board hears applications for rezoning and special use permits. At this time, I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board present to this evening. To my immediate right is Ms. Kiara Holmes, Vice Chair of the Board. Other members are Ms. Michelle Faulkner, Mr. Mark Reese, Mr. Joe Alcock, and Mr. Calvin Lockwood. Members of the staff present tonight, Ms. Charletta Wilson-Jacks, Director of the Office of Zoning and Development, Ms. Taylor Thompson, Ms. Mary Darby, and Ms. Whitney Fuller. Welcome. The applications will be heard in the order listed on the printed agenda. I would like to acquaint you with some of the rules and procedures for the conduct of this meeting, which have been adopted by this board. The applicants will be allowed a total of 10 minutes to present their case. Since the burden of proof is upon the applicant to convince the board that the application should be approved, they may choose to reserve some of that time for rebuttal following an opponent's presentation. The opposition likewise will be permitted a total of 10 minutes to present their position. It will behoove you to organize yourself so those who wish to speak may do so in the 10 minutes provided. The opposition is not permitted rebuttal time. Mr. Reese will be keeping track of the time and will inform the chair periodically of the time remaining for your presentation. If you wish to address the board tonight, as I've asked previously, please fill out one of the blue speaker cards located near the front row of this room. When you come to the microphone, please give the card to Ms. Holmes. Before making any remarks, please state your name and address. This meeting is being recorded, therefore it's very important that you speak directly into the microphone. The board will take two votes on each application. The first vote is on the findings of fact as presented by the staff. The second vote is for approval or denial of the application. It is the second vote that determines the board's recommendation to the City Council. At the time of this hearing, each application has been regularly filed with the Bureau of Planning, which prepares the proposed ordinance for each application. The proposed ordinance has had its first reading by the City Council and has been referred to this board for a public hearing. Next, the Zoning Committee of the City Council votes on the proposed ordinance. Then the full council votes to adopt or deny the proposed ordinance. Finally, the mayor has 8 days to veto or approve the ordinance. The Bureau of Planning has reviewed each application in conjunction with various affected agencies and departments, as well as with respect to the adopted comprehensive development plan as required by the City Charter. The staff recommendations, findings of facts, and conclusions are here before us in written form. Each application has been regularly posted, regularly advertised, and notices mailed as required by the zoning ordinance. Comments from the Department of Public Works, the Atlanta School Board, and the County Health Department have been requested. The board must consider each application legally valid and is required to make a recommendation on each application. The rules of the council permit no demonstrations of any sort within this room. Please refrain from all applause or dialogue during or after presentations. All remarks should be addressed to the board. I ask that you please show the same respect to the person speaking that you would expect to receive yourself. The applications heard tonight will be considered by the Zoning Committee on September 28, 2016, and by the Atlanta City Council on October 3rd, 2016. I'll now entertain a motion to adopt tonight's agenda.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Ms. Holmes.
I move that this board adopt tonight's agenda with the exception that we move the following cases to the front of the agenda for consideration of a possible deferral, filing, or continuance. U-1619, U-1621, Z-1653, Z-1620, Z-1647, and Z-1649.
Is there a second?
Second.
Has it been moved and properly seconded that we accept tonight's agenda with the exception of the applications that will be moved to the front of the agenda for consideration for possible deferral, continuance, or filing? Any questions or comments from the board? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes. Once again, let me remind you to please make certain that your phones and other electronic devices have been turned off or silenced. Ms. Thompson, would you please read the first case for possible deferral, continuance, or filing?
U-1619, an ordinance by Zoning Committee granting a special use permit for a daycare center pursuant to Section 16.07.005-1B for property located at 235 Sydney Street, Southeast Unit A, fronting approximately 50 feet on the south side of Sydney Street and approximately 155 feet east of the intersection of Sydney and Kelly Street. Depth varies, area approximately 0.194 acres, landlot 19, 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner Rebecca E. Hicks, applicant Rebecca E. Hicks, MPUW, Council District 1. U-1621, an ordinance by zoning committee granting a special use permit for a shelter pursuant to Section 16.0051P for property located at 866 Warner Street Southwest, fronting approximately 271 feet on the south side of Warner Street and approximately 312 feet on the north side of Woodrow Street at the intersection of Woodrow and Warner Street. Depth varies, area approximately 0.194 acres, landlot 14, 106, 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Mary Hall Freedom House, Lucy Hall. Applicant, Dragisha Jenkins, MPUS, and X, Council District 12. Z-1653, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the R4 Single Family Residential District to the PDMU Planned Development Mixed Use District for property located at 1625 McClendon Avenue Northeast, fronting approximately 89 feet on the south side of McClendon Avenue and fronting approximately 130 feet on the west side of Brooks Avenue and at the southwest intersection of McClendon and Brooks Avenue. Depth approximately 125 feet, area approximately 0.262 acres, landlot 210, 15th District, DeKalb County, Georgia. Owner, 1625 McClendon Apartments, LLC. Applicant, Walter Brown, MPUN, Council District 2. Z-1620, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the R4 Single Family Residential to the MR2 MR3 Multifamily Residential District for property located at 178 and 208 First Avenue, 02-2339, 2349 Cottage Grove Avenue, and 203 Second Avenue Southeast, fronting approximately 203 feet on the north side of Memorial Drive at the intersection of First Avenue and Memorial Drive, fronting approximately 473 feet on the east side of First Avenue, fronting approximately 406 feet on the south side of Cottage Grove Avenue and approximately 112 feet on the west side of 2nd Avenue. Depth varies, area approximately 3.9 acres. Landlot 205 and 206, 15th District, DeKalb County, Georgia. Owner, Thrive Memorial, LLC. Applicant, Thrive Memorial, LLC, MPUO, Council District 5. Z-1647, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the MRC2 Mixed Residential Commercial District to the C2 Commercial Service District for property located at 0 Donald Lee Halliwell Parkway, Northwest, parcel number 17026-0000-1001, 17026-8, landlot 002, a portion of, and 17026-0001002, fronting approximately 403 feet on the east side of Bolton Road and beginning at the southwest intersection of Donald Lee Halliwell Parkway. Depth varies, area approximately 2.84 acres, landlots 260, 261, and 268, 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, G&J Development, LLC. Applicant, Quick Trip Corporation, MPUG, Council District 9.
Ms. Thompson, if you could read Z-1649 as well, that is up for deferral.
Z-1649, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the PDH Planned Development Housing District and R4 Single Family Residential District to the PDH Planned Development Housing District and MR2 Multifamily Residential District for property located at 97 Burn Street Southeast and 628 and 636 Vernon Avenue Southeast, fronting approximately 50 feet on the north side of Burn Street and on the east side of Vernon Avenue, and located at the northeast intersection of Burn Street and Vernon Avenue. Depth varies, area approximately 2.08 acres, landlot 11, 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. owner, Beulah Heights Bible College, and Ray McGinnis, applicant, Kronberg Wall, MPUW, Council District 1.
Thank you. Is there anyone present that opposes the recommendation to defer or file any of the cases that were just sounded? Please come to the podium. Please state your name and address.
I am not sure how this works. So when you say oppose, you were deferring our request.
And what case are you making reference to?
U16-21.
There's been a recommendation for a 60-day deferral in this matter. Are you opposing that?
She wants to understand what that means.
Sorry. Oh, what that means is that this case is not quite ready to be heard by this board, and there has been a request made that this matter be put off for 60 days until some things are put more closely together so the presentation of this application can be more sound for this board to consider.
And who makes that request? If I'm here because I'm on the agenda?
Well, either I believe someone that is close to this. Ms. Jacks, can you speak to the recommendation? Is it the board or, the planning department?
Yes. So let me say first that if she's opposed to the recommendation, what the rules say is that we pull it off and we hear it within the context of hearing the case. However, it is still a recommendation for deferral. There was communication sent to, I believe, one of your colleagues that talked about this application coming in and the fact that this application was not formally placed on the agendas of the MPU. So in order for that to happen in accordance with our practices, it has been put on the agendas, the official agendas, the application formally for MPUs S as well as X. And it is also going to go on the schedule for which the application was originally filed within the time frame, and that was the date of November.
Okay, can I just say the MPUS we did go before and got the approval of, and we went to the MPUX and presented, and we were told they did not have to have a vote on that.
But neither one of those were formally put on the... Your presentation to NPUS was prior to an application being filed in the Office of Zoning and Development. So there was not a formal application before that MPU. There was communication with your colleague, and we were trying to address it in a matter of trying to provide customer service because of some incidences that was shared with me that your colleague supposedly experienced. But in order to ensure that we follow the practices that are established by the office, it has to be an application that has been formally filed with the office and then placed on the agenda as a formal application. And that did not occur. So we have advised the MPUs, we've sent out the application, we have advised the MPUs that will appear on their September agendas, as well as this application will fall into the time frame for which it was filed, which would put it at the November hearing.
Okay, so then I should just wait for the November hearing, is what you're saying. Come back here in November.
You will get notification, and it's in the notification that I sent previously, that it will be scheduled for the November hearing. You will be advised what that date is by the office, as well as the date for you to post your signs. But you should also plan to attend those hearings, again, in NPUS and NPUX as advised.
Right, but you said again as though we didn't follow the guidelines and the rules in which we did the first time.
They were not formally on the MPU agenda. So you are being asked to go, now that there is an application before the office, to appear as a part of that agenda, as an item on that agenda before those MPUs. And then your hearing will be either the first or second Thursday in November, and the staff will advise you, probably Ms. Thompson, will advise you of your hearing date and the date for you to post your signs.
I don't need you to say it again. I totally understand what you're saying. I'm just a little confused because I did everything I was advised to by city staff, in the order in which I did it, and now I'm being told, go do it again. Because I didn't do it right, but I only did it according to what I was advised by city staff. So that's my concern. It's like I've done everything that I was told by the staff of each of the people I came to see at the city, and I did it according to the rules in which I was told, and now I'm being told, as you were just saying, go do it all again.
And that communication has also been shared with your colleague as well on that. In terms of what I said earlier, okay, in terms of what the practice is, because what was not before us was a formal application.
Okay.
And so you also may be hearing more information from the staff because it has been assigned to a planner, and that planner has to do their review and analysis. So there may be the opportunity or the need for you to provide additional information. I don't know at this time, but that planner will be reviewing that application.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you, Ms. Jackson. Is there a need to still pull this card from the...
I think we've had the discussion.
May I inquire. I inquire from the applicant?
Absolutely, sir.
Is there a need for us now to remove this from consideration for a possible deferral now that you have your understanding of what actually occurred?
That's what's going to be done, yes. We're going to defer it because I have to go do it all again.
Okay, so
you totally get that.
Okay, so now you no longer have an opposition to it being deferred.
Ew, but it's not going to hold up any more of your time. You know that. I do. But I'm going to do the right thing and get out the way.
Thank you very much. No, this board now will go into executive session.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Ms. Holmes.
If there are no further comments or questions, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Please proceed.
With respect to case number U-16-19, I move that this board defer taking action on this item for 30 days until our next regularly scheduled meeting in October.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Case number U-16-21, I move that this board defer taking action on this item for 60 days until our next regularly scheduled meeting in November.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Case number Z-16-53, I move that this board defer taking action on this item for 60 days until our next regularly scheduled meeting in November.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Case number Z-16-20. I move that this board defer taking action on this item for 30 days until our next regularly scheduled meeting in October.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Case number Z-16-47. I move that this board file this application.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Case number Z-16-49. I move that this board defer taking action on this item for 30 days until our next regularly scheduled meeting in October.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes. Thank you. Ms. Thompson, will you please read the first case for us to consider this evening?
Z-16-48, an ordinance by zoning committee to rezone from the R5 two-family residential district to the MR4A multifamily residential district for property located at 83, 95, 97, and 103 Jackson Street Northeast and parcels 14-0045-000-71280 and 14-0045-000-71298, fronting approximately 250 feet on the west side of Jackson Street at the southwest intersection of Jackson Street and Decatur Street. Depth varies. Area approximately 0.88 acres. Land lot 45, 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Jim Pira, LaFrance Group, LLC. Applicant, Dina N. Murphy, MPUM, Council District 5.
Thank you. Is the applicant or a representative present?
I will try and be brief. This project.
Excuse me. Will you please start with stating
your
name?
My name is Bill D. St. Aubin. I'm the CEO of Sizemore Group. We're an architectural and planning firm here in Atlanta.
And your address is?
The office address is 1700 Commerce Drive, Atlanta, Georgia, 30318.
Thank you very much.
So I'm honored to be here to present to you all and to talk briefly about this rezoning application. Jim came to me about a year ago and wanted to do some affordable high-density housing near a transit stop. And I thought, well, yeah, that's what we plan for communities all over the place. And nobody's doing it. Everybody's building product that's luxury. 95% of the apartments we built in Atlanta are all luxury apartments. He wanted to do something that was in a range that would not move everybody out and let some of the working folks live near transit and live downtown. So I was honored to help him on this effort. And the piece of property he has is surrounded by high density zoning, and so this was kind of a missing piece in the future land use map. They intended for it to be part of the TOD. It's within a quarter mile. It's 1,000 feet from the MARTA station. And we took it through the NPU, took it through the neighborhood, the community groups, then got unanimous support. We did have some comments. We picked up those comments in the plan, and we're excited to present it to you. And I'm glad the staff has been great to work with. They've got us. They recommended approval, so I think this is the final step. And I'll be happy to answer any questions and stop my presentation right there.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else present that would like to speak in support of this application? Mr. Reese, how much time is remaining?
9 minutes remaining.
Is there anyone present that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Hearing none, Mr. Aubin, is there anything additional you would like for us to consider?
No, I'm just excited about the project. I think it's a very good project, and it'll be a model for Atlanta. It's been done around the country, around transit, but we haven't done much of it here. So it'll be a good one to achieve some of Tim's goals and the city's goals of making our area more livable. And I'm a bike nut, and the one mistake in this is we actually have like 3 times the amount of bike parking that this application says, and probably 10 times what's required.
Thank you very much. The board will now go into executive session.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Ms. Holmes.
If there are no comments or questions, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Hearing none, please proceed.
With respect to case number Z-16-48, I move that this board accept staff's findings of fact.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Further, with respect to case number Z-16-48, I move that this board send forth a recommendation of approval conditional with the one condition found on page 3 of 3 of the staff report dated September the 8th, 2016.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion passes. Thank you. Good luck with your project.
Thank you.
Ms. Thompson.
Z-16-52, an ordinance by zoning committee to rezone from the R4A single family residential district, Beltline Overlay District, to the MRC2 mixed residential commercial district, Beltline Overlay District, for property located at 202 Milton Avenue Southeast and 1201 and 1219 Climax Street Southeast, fronting approximately 200 feet on the northeast side of Milton Avenue and 269 feet on the north side of Climax Street. Depth varies, area approximately 2.4 acres, land lot 56, 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Atlanta Public School System. Applicant, Nina E. Gentry, MPUY, Council District 1.
Good evening. I'm Nina Gentry, 992 Eden Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia, 30316. And with me tonight is one of the principals of Crazy Leg Productions, Allison Troxell, and the architect involved with the project, Michael Dryden, who are here to answer questions if you have any. We're pleased to be before you tonight asking to rezone this property to enable a historic property for production of movie and office space for Crazy Leg Productions. We've been working with the neighborhood of Joeswood Park for over a year. We have their full support, and we have the full support of NPUY. We hope that you will follow the direction in the staff report that asks that this recommends that this be approved with conditions. The site plan before you is the site plan that was filed with the application. You each have one that you've got a little closer to your eyes. And I'll end my presentation and hope that if you have any questions. Other than one other point, they are going to try and get some tax credits, historic tax credits, to be able to bring the school back to its historic nature on the outside. And it will be used for production offices and production facilities, but all activities will be interior to the site, the gymnasium and the school, and nothing will be occurring that may be of negative impact noise-wise to the community on the outside.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in support of this application?
Mr. Reese, how much time is remaining?
8.5 minutes remaining.
Is there anyone present that would like to speak in opposition to the application? Hearing none, Ms. Gentry, is there anything further you would like for us to consider?
If you have questions, we're looking forward to your support as well, of course.
Thank you. The board will now go into executive session.
Mr. Chair, if I may ask Ms. Gentry to provide the secretary to the board a copy of what she distributed to the board members.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Ms. Holmes.
If there are no comments or questions, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Please proceed.
With respect to case number Z-16-52, I move that this board accept staff's findings of fact.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Further, with respect to case number Z-16-52, I move that this board send forth the recommendation of approval conditional with the conditions found on pages 3 and 4 of the staff report dated September the 8th, 2016.
Second.
Motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Ms. Thompson.
Z-1654, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the R-5-2 Family Residential District to the MR-4A Multifamily Residential District for property located at 88 Jackson Street Northeast, fronting approximately 91 feet on the east side of Jackson Street, beginning approximately 100 feet from the southwest intersection of Jackson Street and Lucy Street. Depth varies, area approximately 0.221 acres, land lot 45, 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Jennifer Bunting Graydon. Applicant, Jennifer Bunting Graydon. NPUM, Council District 5.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Jennifer Bunting Graydon. I'm the owner and applicant of Z-1654.
And your address is?
88 Jackson Street.
Thank you.
We've gone through the neighborhood process and we got votes of approval, and the staff report also recommends approval. As you can see, you've actually, the first presenter is directly across the street from us, so it's sort of the same neighborhood that's going through a revitalization process, and we propose to build four units on the lot, one for personal residence for my family, the one next to us would be for extended family, grandparents, and then in the back, we're going to do two rental properties. One thing that I would like to point out, the staff recommendation recommends adding three conditions based on the site plan, which is fine. I just want to show that. So one of the, we submitted several levels of the plan, so we're actually going to have underground parking because we're trying to avoid asking for a lot of different variances, and that was very expensive fix, but that was the way for them to do that. So we're doing underground parking, and then there's green space on the main floor, on the first floor. We're also planning to do green space on the second floor. Well, we just got notification from our civil engineer that there might be a structural issue with the green space on the second floor, so I would request that that not be made conditional on the zoning. It doesn't affect our compliance with the open space requirement, because currently we're actually meeting our open space by 3,000 square feet, and if we lose the green space on the second floor, it's only about 800 square feet, so it doesn't affect any of our compliance. So that's the only suggestion that I would make. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in support of this application? Mr. Reese, how much time is remaining?
9 minutes remaining.
Is there anyone present that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Hearing none. Is there anything further you would like for us to consider? This board will now go into executive session. Ms. Jax.
Mr. Chair, I'm not opposed to eliminating that condition that says first floor site layout plan showing green space areas, because we already have a site plan floor layout. And a lot of this is going to be subject to a special administrative permit as well. So we can't eliminate that.
That's
the one talking about the green space area.
Yes, for the second floor.
I thought she said the second floor.
The second floor?
Yes.
Okay. We can eliminate the second floor site layout plan.
Okay. That was my
yes
inquiry to you.
Mr. Chair.
Are there any other questions?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Ms. Holmes.
If there are no further comments or questions, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Please proceed.
With respect to case number Z-16-54, I move that this board accept staff's findings of fact.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Further, with respect to case number Z-16-54, I move that this board send forth a recommendation of approval conditional with the two conditions found on the staff report dated September the 8th, 2016, page 3 of 3, eliminating the wording second floor site layout plan from condition number 1.
Second.
Motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Thank
Good luck
you.
To you on your project.
U-16-18, an ordinance by zoning committee granting a special use permit for the transfer of excess development density from property located at 875 West Peachtree Street, sending parcel to 771 Spring Street and 756-760-766 and 774 West Peachtree Street, receiving parcels, and for other purposes. MPUE Council District 2.
Good evening. My name is Jessica Hill. My address is 3343 Peachtree Street, and I am here representing Portman Holdings in connection with this use permit application. We're not presenting anything new. We just have a much prettier site plan than the black and white one that's in your staff report. This transfer of development rights is development rights in Midtown. They are coming from the Academy of Medicine site, which is owned by the Georgia Tech Foundation at 875 West Peachtree. We are transferring a little over 148,440 square feet of non-residential square feet to the block that's bounded by West Peachtree, Spring, 4th, and Armistead. That has on it currently the 771 Spring Street Crum and Foster building, which you can see in the elevation we have down here. It will remain. That is subject to UDC approval. The development rights will be utilized in the office building that you see on the elevation. We're proposing it's a mixed-use building of, using round numbers, about 650,000 square feet, of which about 37,000-38,000 square feet is commercial, and then the balance is going to be office. We have received support from Midtown and MPUE and from the staff. This has also gone through an SAP process. It's gone through the Midtown DRC and received their approval, and so we hope that this will continue the trend. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone else like to speak in support of this application? Mr. Reese, how much time is remaining?
8.5 minutes remaining.
Is there anyone present that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Ms. Hill, is there anything further you'd like for us to consider? Thank you. The board now go into executive session.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Ms. Holm.
If there are no comments or questions, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Please proceed.
With respect to case number U-16-18, I move that this board accept staff's findings of fact.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Further, with respect to case number U-16-18, I move that this board send forth a recommendation of approval conditional with the two conditions found on pages 4 and 5 of the staff report dated September the 8th, 2016.
Second.
Motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Good luck.
Good luck to you and your project.
U-16-15, an ordinance by zoning committee granting a special use permit for a daycare facility pursuant to code section 16-35.007-1C for property located at 1240 Euclid Avenue Northeast, fronting approximately 430 feet on the north side of Euclid Avenue, beginning approximately 277 feet from the northeast intersection of Moreland Avenue. Depth varies, area approximately 1.819 acres, landlot 240, 15th District, DeKalb County, Georgia. Owner, Ars Marcy Street, LLC. Applicant, Saren Marshall, MPUN, Council District 2.
Thank you.
Good evening, Chairman of the Board, members of the Board, Planning Director, Mrs. Jacks. My name is Saren Marshall, 1434 Everhard Street, Southwest Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. I'm here today on behalf of International Montessori Academy, located at 1240 Euclid Avenue. They have a use permit that was granted back in 2011 that was approved based on six conditions. Three of the six, the first three of the six conditions are being amended as part of this application before you today. The first is just to update the school name from Atlanta Montessori Academy to the International Montessori Academy. The second is to extend the term of the use permit. The last approval granted a five-year term, which expired this past July. This application was submitted prior to that in the attempts to extend that permit. The attempt was to remove it because this is an established school now, but the school is actually going through a master plan. They're actually doing a master plan for the entire campus, and part of that is reestablishing what needs to be done in terms of classroom space. So that leads me to the third condition, which was a condition on the site plan, which we're going to be adding some modular classroom space, some temporary modular classroom space out front. And that's just going to accommodate about two classrooms for the coming school years up until the master plan is finalized and implemented. We have met with the adjoining property owners, they've gotten their support, have not gotten any concerns or any issues from any of the residents. Met with CPNO, we've gotten their support. CPNO did approve the application, but they wanted to limit the duration of the special use permit to 3 years instead of a perpetual use, just until the master plan is completed and the implementation process is started. The owner has agreed with that, and we're fine with that. NPUN also recommended approval based on those conditions, limited to 3 years, which property owner is in support of. So with that, we did review the staff's analysis. We do accept the facts and findings and staff's recommendation. And we ask that the board support our application today.
Thank you very much. I don't believe there's anyone else in the room to speak in support or in opposition to your application. Is there anything else you'd like to say since you have a captive audience?
No, I just have seen you guys. I watch you guys a lot on the stream, on the video, and you guys do a great job. Thank you for
really?
The service. Yeah, I do. I do chime in once in a while, and I think you guys do an awesome job. And I compliment you for all that you do. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comments. The board will now go into executive session.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Ms. Holmes.
If there are no comments or questions, I'm prepared to make a motion.
I do have a question. And that's with respect to the request for an extended term of 5 years.
From 3 years.
From 3 years to 5 years.
Yes.
Are you requesting that the 5-year term? Is that what you're asking? Or are you asking for a perpetual?
Well, the original application was asked for a perpetual establishment of the school because the school is not it's pretty much not going anywhere. But I think the community is a little bit uneasy about the temporary structure, so they want to limit it to 3 years just until we get through the. So we're fine with that. If the board feels that that is in their purview, we'll accept that. But overall, the school is an established school.
We have typically, and please correct me if I'm wrong, we typically will grant a 5-year term for special use permits, and that's something that we believe that is substantial enough for you to establish yourself, but short enough for you to come back before the board if there are some issues that need to be addressed. Are there any other questions? Ms. Holmes.
With respect to case number U-16-15, I move this board accept staff's findings of fact.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Further, with respect to case number U-16-15, I move that this board send forth a recommendation of approval conditional with the four conditions found on page 4-4 of the staff report dated September the 8th, 2016.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.